It's February 14th, and this is another faithful, loving, dedicated episode of The Shaughnessy. For The Shaughnessy, I'm Patrick McLean. Valentine's Day. Oh God, Saint Valentine's Day. What bloated, saccharine-hearted beast is this that slouches towards February to be born? For love or money, what can be said of St. Valentine's Day? Let's start with the man himself, St. Valentine. Who was this Valentine? Believe it or not, nobody knows. The Feast of St. Valentine was first decreed in 1496 by Pope Galatius I. And really, with a name like Galatius, why would there be a second? Anyway, Pope Gelato described St. Valentine as among those whose names are justly revered among men, but whose acts are known only to God. From this, we can deduce two facts. One, bullshit had fully evolved by the late 5th century. And two, Pope Gelato had no idea what Valentine had done to deserve sainthood. In fact, he probably wasn't even too sure which Valentine was being elevated to sainthood. The Catholic Encyclopedia lists three, count 'em, three, martyrs named Valentine who were killed in the late 3rd century. Happy St. Valentine's Day. No, not that one, the other one. But the association of Valentine's Day and romantic love really begins with that silver-tongued devil of the late Middle Ages, Geoffrey Chaucer, who wrote in the Parliament of Fowls, "For this was on St. Valentine's Day, when every bird cometh there to chase his mate." That would be chase his mate. And everybody ignored the fact that Chaucer was actually talking about yet another St. Valentine of Genoa. So many saints in this world, but so little holiness. Wonder why that is. Anyway, Chaucer's St. Valentine's Day was May 2nd, and rightfully so, because it's a randy bird that mates in February in England. But I guess randy birds abound in England's imagination in February. But if we want to strike to the heart of the matter in the American imagination, we need to recognize St. Esther Holland of Worcester, Massachusetts. She created the first mass-produced Valentines. Yep, little red ones with lace around the edges. Sometime after that, Hallmark took the bit in its corporate teeth, and away it ran. Straight to hell, if you ask me. I'm a tremendous fan of love of all kinds. I believe that love makes the world go round. And I don't fool myself. Money greases the wheels. But Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day? It's just a setup for heartbreak, misunderstanding, and disappointment. Love is patient. Love is kind. But a lot of the time, love needs and deserves all the help it can get. It's about understanding, not performance. It doesn't need any more pressure, and it certainly doesn't need it from a holiday that this unfortunate confluence of Pope Gelato, Chaucer, and St. Esther of friggin' Worcester put together. Love. Yes, let's celebrate love. We can celebrate it on February 14th. We can celebrate it on May 2nd. We can even celebrate it on President's Day. Hell, I'm all for dancing like St. Vitus when his day rolls around. But Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day? Enough is enough. Fellow townspeople, gather ye pitchforks and torches. Leave us chase this beast to its dark, doily-encrusted lair, and there pin it down and rip out its candy heart. Holding it aloft, dripping saccharine, and read by the flickering light the sinister words writ in the heart of every retailer on this day. Be mine. Let us know this beast for what it is, and so deprive it of its unwholesome power. Happy Valentine's Day.